late with Dougie. Waking up 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 late with Dougie. Get up, make me Dougie. Wake it up, make me Dougie. Wake
it up, make me Dougie. Make it up, make me Dougie. Wake 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 it up, make me Dougie.
Wake it up, make me Dougie. Wake it up, make me Dougie. Wake it up, make me Dougie. Wake it up, make me Dougie. Wake it up, make me Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Danger Studios in Carl Spring, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Everybody, run for your lives, run for your lives. Irma's coming to take us away in Florida. We're going to sweep us away like we're nothing.
I'm melting.
Help me. Run for your lives, everybody. Run for your lives. Are we going to leave Florida? Everybody, run. Run. Get out.
Wow.
Yeah.
This could be the last Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Yeah, we may.
For a few weeks, maybe.
Well, I'm going to next week's going to be rough, because either way, I'm going to be going to Vegas next week, World Series of Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be at the El Cortez Hotel competing in the World Series of Comedy Tuesday night, 9 o'clock show.
You better leave tomorrow and start walking or driving because you may be swimming there on Tuesday.
I don't know about that.
Okay. I don't
What's up, RJ Jeffries?
There's no way he's going to be able to get across the
going to Vegas. There's planes. Huh? You know, this isn't...
Not when the airport's underwater. Not when they're like...
I don't know. Let's see what happens.
I hope not, man. Jesus Christ.
That'll happen, right? If Fort Lauderdale Airport closes for a few days, I'm stuck.
Absolutely.
Unless I rearrange flights out of Palm Beach.
And it's going to be different there. This is a 500-mile wide storm. Palm Beach is 21 miles from here. How do you figure it won't be a problem there?
Well, a thunderstorm, you're going to have a flood, like you're going to have like a deluge.
Thunderstorm.
From you know. Anyway, a lot
Irma.
Of people...
Irma's a thunderstorm.
Anyway, welcome to the show. Peter Leonard, myself, Dougie Almeida, the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, Danger Studios, Coral Springs, Florida, Elgin's out today.
Empty seat.
Yeah, he's digging a big hole. He's scared.
First of all, when you weigh 82 pounds, do you know how dangerous it is to be in a 175-mile-an-hour hurricane?
So you're saying Elgin's concerned that he may just...
take off.
Yeah.
Maybe he's buying a new broom.
Maybe taken away by the hurricane.
Yeah.
Where did Elgin go?
I would strap myself to his chick's tits, boy. I'll tell you that.
Whose tits?
His old lady,
oh,
man.
Just be nice, dude. Nobody wants to hear you talking about, like,
no, I love her. She's a doll. And he would be safe hiding under there, man. They'd be floating. If there was a flood, he'd be fine, dude.
All right.
See, they should have taken all the strippers out of these titty bars in Houston and use them
as flotation
devices. Yeah, to get people.
At least somebody would give him a tip.
Right, you know.
But that would be rude, though. You'd be like, you wouldn't want if a tipper was like adding tits or tips for tits.
they could start a whole thing, tips for tits.
Tips for tits.
Tips for tips.
You know, you could float on our titties to dry land. Just give us a tip.
Right.
Right?
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Well, it's late because most of Houston's dried out now.
Well, let's pray for another hurricane.
Could you imagine how bad that would be? Like, let's say, like, we're all praying here in Florida that this thing goes under us. And it's going to hit it looks like it's going to hit Cuba on the latest. Because I've been following the daily, the hourly, you know, reports.
Now that we've opened up to Cuba and sent half of these people back there.
Yeah.
Okay, can we get a flight home?
Now they're really going to blame...
You want to go back to my...
Now they're really going to blame the government or Trump for this hurricane.
Dude, can you know they're blaming Trump already for this hurricane?
Yeah.
Did you see this?
No, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. I read some idiot on Facebook today. You know, do you see what happened in Houston because of all the Republicans there, and that's what happened, and now it's going...
But Houston's is a red state, so why would it hit its own state?
I don't know, man.
That argument doesn't hold water.
That's what I said. Hold water. Good one.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I wasn't even trying.
I hear you.
Right? What's up, Liam Comedy? Yeah. Fred Bauer, welcome to Facebook Live, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Bauer.
By the way, if you guys are joining us for the first time on Facebook Live, we do post the podcast for the audio quality. I don't know how well it sounds right now, being that we have our little headphones over there next to the iPhone, but we're going to be upgrading the studio in 2018.
Did you crank the volume up on those headphones?
don't know if I cranked them up, but hold on, let me.
Yeah, turn up a little bit. See what they
say. Hello, hello. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You can hear that? Oh, yeah, you hear it over there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, the mic on that stupid iPad is better than any piece of shit I can attach to it.
No kidding. Even a Shure microphone?
But we're going to be on Roku. We're going to have the chat. We're going to be on a TV channel, the show. It's going to be produced, the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. We're working on this now.
I better get a haircut.
Upgrading the studio. Mm-hmm. We're going to have three cameras on everybody and some regular stuff. Of course, you can hear us on the Bubba Army Radio channel, Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 6.
I'm so proud of that.
The only person who gets more airtime on Bubba Army Radio is Bubba.
You know why?
I don't want to brag, but I'm just saying that. You know, for some reason, and maybe because other people just do one podcast, and I'm such a fucking dumbass, I do three a week or two.
Hmm. Well, listen, he needs to fill some airtime.
Right.
Your content is good.
What's up, Perry Sack, who just joined us.
Hey, Perry. You get national people on there. Read your stuff today. Very funny.
Yeah, by the way, Perry's another one of these fags that's got to leave.
Oh, is he going
somewhere? Yeah, he's running back to Boston or something.
Because he's got are you taking your chick and her kid? Because you better.
By the way, that was a nice photo of your girl and your.
Oh, now you're going to talk.
You set the picture. Yeah, she looks pretty good. Damn.
Yeah, she looks really good. Is she still breastfeeding, Perry?
Perry's like, sure I just got that. Done eating.
Got milk?
Yeah.
He looks like a fucking poster for Got Milk. He's got the fucking
people
mustache.
Are asking Perry Sack to change his Facebook profile because he looks like. It looks, I don't know, it looks like he's from...
I think he looks, that's funny as shit, man.
Yeah.
He looks like
Well, you like it when people look uglier than you, at least. Because then you're this guy's one guy that...
No, but the comment he made, he said he started using steroids, and that's what you would look like if you don't...
Yeah, that or he got, that he got bit by a bunch of wasps.
Right, exactly. Because your throat closes up and
So run for your lives, everybody. I'm sticking around. Now,
do you have an air mattress, by the way?
No.
Okay.
We got enough bed. We got three bedrooms.
No, I'm thinking flotation devices. That's what people are using.
I'm not worried about. Listen. Oh, by the way, let's talk about the stupid decisions.
Yeah.
And what happened in Houston?
What garage door?
All right, we're going to get to that.
Oh,
I'm going to start with that. This is a prelude. Okay.
Okay.
With my executive decision. What's up, Eric Williams?
Listen, you have to find the presidential, some kind of, you know, the
can I,
the thing.
I'm going to get a seal.
The song.
Yeah.
I get the song going. Bah, 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 bah.
I just want to state I'm using my veto power here in the Almeida household. Oh. You know, I love my wife.
I respect her. Do your Trump voice.
I respect my wife. I'm going to call her Kayla now. I'm not going to call her Melania. but, you know, she's a wonderful woman.
Terrific.
Wonderful woman.
Terrific.
I love her.
She's terrific.
I grab her pussy all the time. A couple years ago, two or three years ago, the state of Florida announced to us that we were not in a flood zone.
Yeah.
Thus, we are not, we don't need, it's not mandatory for us to get flood insurance.
Yes.
And, you know, my wife said, that's it, don't pay. Stop paying. I'm like, what do you mean don't pay it? We don't need to pay for it because it's, you know, it's don't need it. I go, well, how much is it? Oh, 500, it's like $500 a year. I'm like, we're paying for it.
Right. Divided by 12 months is $42.
Exactly.
$42, $10 a week to make sure that...
Think of the potential risk.
There's a 175-mile-an-hour hurricane that's never happened.
Now, let me tell you something, Peter Leonard. I can't change a fucking light bulb, but when it comes to money and stuff, I know what I'm doing. When it comes to making decisions, things like that, I know what the hell I'm doing. People rely on... I am quick to equivocate.
Right.
You know, I can sum things up in a matter of value, potential of risk... What are you, potential loss and the cost of it? And is it true value? It's worth $500 that if some fucking gets some flood, you know, all of a sudden you got a big rainstorm and everything's floating around. Oh, I didn't pay that $500 this year. I would hate to, you know what I mean?
$20,000 worth of shit, you know, you got to buy.
Exactly.
More, if not more. Everything that's on the floor, including replacing carpets. Anybody who comes in here thinking... And you've got a flood. All these guys in Houston, guess
baseboards,
what?
Baseboards.
Don't
you got to replace all the drywall.
Yeah, you don't need to call, like, what's that company? Coit?
Yeah.
Coit can't come out and just vacuum this shit up and unmold your shit. Because, you know, people will walk away. The problem in Houston, did you read any of the information on the flood insurance, the number of people who have it versus don't have it?
Right.
Bye.
There's a lot of people that made that decision.
And they don't have it.
They don't
and
have
guess
it.
What?
Yeah. You lost, the house is gone.
It's
now,
gone.
Here's what happened.
Done.
People don't realize this, when you own a home, a home, single family home, when you own a home, that you also own the property. So, like when I bought this home, Our home is like 2,800 under square foot, four bedroom, three bath. On over 21,000 square foot lot.
We'll be showing the house on Friday morning because it won't be here Friday night.
It's a hurricane sale. so we're right. So so it's a big lot.
Yeah. It's
so
very big.
So if anything happens to this,
you got trees. You got a brick wall out there. Is it not responsible for the wall though? That's the city's wall.
That's theirs on that side of that wall.
Right.
But it's basically a half acre. So you know, if the house blows over, I still own. The property.
The land, sure. It's the land.
You know what I mean? The land.
Yes.
The home.
You're a landowner.
Yeah. And if I get insurance, which you have to have insurance, I could build a whole new house.
And you know what you could also do? You could get like 30 or 40 tents and build 10 city back here.
What's up, Tim Kirby?
And you could have all these people living here and charge them until their place is rebuilt. You could build a tent city on half an acre. You could probably get 20 or 30 tents out there. What do you think?
Yeah.
Your wife will be cooking like crazy with her mother in the kitchen, serving fucking food and stuff. They'll charge for that, too. What do you think?
Yeah, why not? Well, we're already thinking about farming out the backyard for lychee trees.
You know what?
Lychee fruit? You ever have them?
Of course. Like Asian? Love them, man. But what's even better than the lychee ones are the smaller brown or black ones, you know, Doug, that you've got to peel?
Mm-hmm.
And they're so delicious. Have you seen those? They're very hard to find.
Yeah, I don't know. There's other
really
ones.
Really good.
But they're fake. But listen,
I had them
so,
here. I think you
anyway,
had them.
So I decided
you were away.
To keep the bucket does.
To keep what?
Even,
the
know,
flood
keep,
insurance.
Keep the flood insurance. So the people, listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Everything in life is all about your decisions you make.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Once you get success in life, once you achieve certain things and accomplishments, those things are just can easily fall out of your hand as quick as they were to get in.
You're telling me.
Right?
Look where I am today.
That's one of the things is people, we got to realize that just because you have something or just because something's there, it means it's going to stay. Doesn't mean it's going to stick around.
Look at my prostate.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Pete's prostate's gone.
Yep.
So
12 years.
So, all right. Now, here's another thing. Hmm. I don't know if I mentioned this the other day.
No.
But we have a Category 5 storm coming at us. Coming at us in the next few days, and this thing's beefy. This thing, this thing looks. There's people running for the hills. There's people getting the fuck out of Florida because they're so scared.
By the way, as of 5 p.m. today, they have all the tolls on the Florida Turnpike
are lifted.
Lifted up the tolls. When that happens, and when Jim Cantore?
Yeah.
When they fly Jim Cantore into town,
when you see that bald guy.
You know there's trouble.
Hat wearing,
brewing, and when exactly? But you're right. So go ahead.
So
this is bad though. Explain like the width of the thing too.
It's three times the size, 3.5 times the width of Florida.
Right.
It's in diameter.
100 miles.
400 something, 430 miles wide.
Yeah.
Where Florida is about 121 miles wide.
Right.
So, all right. So listen, everybody's scared, right? Whatever.
Hey, you guys have a boat?
Run for your lives.
If you've got a boat, get it inside somewhere. Go to call Marina One in Deerfield. That's
Peter Leonard.
What?
So. So, so this is now the house. We got shutters. Jer and Wilma, we have a new roof.
Mm-hmm.
It's more up to date roof with the tiles may go and shit like that.
For now, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Today.
Well, I'm just saying.
Till Friday.
So, all right, but the worst thing that can happen is the roof, it can't be compromised.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing that can happen in a hurricane is you lose the roof.
Did you have a problem with the corner piece at one point? You said from the storm before or no?
Well, because rain was coming in sideways,
so it ended up
getting in.
Right.
But we got a new roof, all right?
Right?
That's the point. The weakest point on this house is the garage door.
Mm.
The garage door has 2x4s going across it and has like these plastic windows, decorative, that go across the top.
No good.
150 mile an hour wind, those get compromised. Blows the garage door down. Now, some people would go, oh, okay, so the shit in the garage, like you said, well, don't leave your fucking important stuff. Who leaves their important stuff in the garage? I'm not worried about craftsmen's tools, flying through 100. All right. You don't leave them. Now, here's the problem. If everybody who has a house knows, you have a garage.
Right.
And in that garage is usually an entrance to the attic.
Yes.
And here's the issue. There is a hole. There is a big thing. You walk through the attic, you get a ladder, and you walk up, you push the board up, and you walk into the attic, and you go in there and do whatever.
And it's open. It's wide open.
Right.
Open.
If the garage is compromised, that wood plows out.
Wow.
Brings pressure to the inside of the roof through this 150-mile-an-hour wind coming through this tunnel through the garage.
Right.
And up this hole. That ends up opening up to break free. Now you got millions of pounds of air hitting your attic and blowing the fucking roof.
Wow.
Like it's in a Wizard of Oz remake.
Yep. It'll lift right up. I have a way to stop that. Set the house on fire.
Yeah.
Before Friday.
Don't have to worry about the roof then.
Yeah. Right.
But let me tell you why. Now, we're getting to the point of my executive decision.
Mm.
I was concerned about the garage door, and when I mentioned this to my wife, she says...
For now.
Yeah. They're gonna charge us all this money, you know, now we're gonna get it.
Price gouging.
Right. And it's like, we're not buying bottles of water. We're going to a place to buy a fucking garage door.
Right.
It's not like you could, like, all of a sudden, go to the internet and saw there's a crayon mark over the fucking thing. It goes from $1,500 to $4,500.
Right.
It's kind of hard to change it.
That quickly.
So I'm thinking, all right. So she ridicules me.
Who?
Like, my wife.
For now.
Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, all right. So I'm like, all right, bad idea. Mm. You know, well, whatever. Maybe it was stupid. And then I started thinking, I'm watching this hurricane barrel.
And then you came to your senses.
Then I see this hurricane barreling down, and I start thinking about the value of a decision.
Right.
I'm thinking to myself, okay, I know why I'm backing down, because I'm a pussy.
Yes, right.
Right. And I got my balls are in her purse, you know, it appears. So I said to myself, all right, you know what? I put my foot down.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the price of $1,500... for a garage door, a hurricane garage door with steel, no windows,
right?
Thick fucking aluminum, you know, whatever they're made of. I don't know.
Yeah.
Steel, hurricane, 200-mile-an-hour wind-protected door for $1,500, which, by the way, when you do that, the homeowner insurance gets reduced about $800 to $1,000 that year, because now when they came out and did the wind test, that was the weakest. That's how I know. It's not because I was out there figuring this shit out, because the insurance thing that I requested to save money on our home insurance. See, it's not like we're sitting around paying top dollar.
Right.
So what do I do? I call the guy, made my own call, called the guy. Hey, this is a stupid question, but you think you can install a new garage door in my house before Friday? And the girl even giggled, like, I know, it's kind of stupid of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to go get water.
And what'd she say? Yes?
She goes, oh, hold on a second. Put me on hold, and I was patient. Because patience is important, especially in times where emotions are high.
Yep.
You lose your emotion when it comes time to make an important decision, you're going to fuck up that decision.
Totally.
That's a lesson. I'm telling you right now.
People, cost me two marriages.
Right. That's the procedure of process.
So you want my opinion on all this?
Not yet.
Okay. You'll finish the story.
I'm trying.
Go ahead.
So girl gets back on the phone. She goes, well, listen, we're obviously, you can imagine how many people are calling. I said, yeah, because everybody's scared. They're running for the hills. Running for your lives. Aram is coming. So I'm thinking, you know what?
What?
She goes, the owner's going to come out to your house. So we're done with the podcast. Now he's going to come here and give me an estimate. To get it done by Thursday, I gave him a deposit. I got a platinum card. I'm good.
Why not? Sure. You're rich.
If I'm doing this, now just the thing, now, $1,500 bucks. We're going to save $1,000 this year on a homeowner's insurance.
Right.
And that costs $500.
Correct.
We got this thing protected. So if this stupid fucking hurricane, Irma, decides, I'm going to take a right turn right and slam right into South Florida.
You guys want to hear my opinion? Dougie just got his wife a new garage door for her home when he vacates it.
Yeah.
He bought your wife a nice garage door. So when you either sell it, when you split up and you have to sell the house and split the assets, it's something you can add $2,000 to your.
We're not losing money.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
There you go. You're adding some money to.
I never want to be responsible.
And look, we have a new garage door, hurricane proof. Look.
No, it's going to be. You know, here's the thing. I'm going to get the backlash if this thing turns and hits Cuba.
Yeah.
And we just get a little wind.
You know what? Tell her that they have a 10-day warranty
return,
and you get return policy.
Yeah. I'm going to ask them that. It's not a bad idea.
And when they come to change it out, say, "Hey, do you mind leaving that one in the garage?"
You know what?
I have a friend.
Here's a valid question to ask this guy. I don't want to, you know. Yeah. I don't want to say, hey, I don't want to be like, I had a buddy of mine that did it the day before the Super Bowl. He'd go and buy the big screen TV and then bring it back the day after.
They changed that policy.
He did it for a few years.
Oh, they changed that policy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, but I'm going to ask. I say, hey, you know what? Here's the thing. Unless a palm tree goes flying into this thing this weekend, if I want to upgrade, if I want to get something nicer, because they only have so many I'm not. You know, if you want to get a different one or a special door, you got to probably is not going to get here by Friday.
No.
So you know, listen, not a bad idea, right? I can just ask. Hey, man.
Yeah, the glass one. You was know a good what? Idea. That glass yeah. door. That glass door was a great idea. A glass garage door. Brilliant.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And so I can say, listen, can I get an upgrade? If everything goes cool, you mind, if I want to find something else or put something else in, maybe we could just, can I upgrade?
Oh, that's a good idea, man.
Right? You know what I mean?
And take their other one out and sell it as a pre-owned garage door.
Yeah. Anyway.
Some schmuck whose garage gets blown out and needs a cheap new one.
But listen, they can sell, but Peter, they can I want to sleep at night. If I'm gonna ride the storm,
yeah.
I don't want to wake up. Right?
Yes.
Excuse me. I don't want to wake up with the dogs missing because they flew away.
Oh, you're not kidding.
You know, maybe that's not good. You know,
especially the blind one. Never get
you know what I mean? I don't want to have to worry about that and know that it all has happened because the garage door blew in.
Terrible. Now, I wanted to ask you something. You have probably, what, 15, 20 cases of water in your garage, right?
Well, I got a lot of water, right?
Well, I was going to ask you what time Kalen's going to be on the corner selling after the storm.
Going to raise money for, yeah.
Hey, water, $10!
I just figured
$10 water!
She's so hot, I'm going to put her in a bikini.
I'll tell you what, man. You'd sell a lot of water. But here's the funny thing, man. It's now up to $95 for a case of water on Amazon.
Is it?
Yes, it is. And my boss ordered 4 cases of water to be shipped today. And it was $12 a case.
Wow.
At 3 o'clock when a friend of mine went to buy water, it was $95.
So it's all basic. It's not, that, you can't say that's gouging. That's the supply and demand numbers.
Oh, yeah. And right? Now they're not guaranteeing that it's going to be here in time.
Well, it's like Christmas. All right. Well, you saw we got a lot of water. So kudos to my wife because every time there's a sale.
Yeah.
I'll play the devil.
Grab a case one?
No, you can't. Don't touch our water.
I'll give you $10.
No, you're not. Fuck
20.
It. Don't. No, you're not taking 100. Any of our water. No.
I'll give you $100 for a case of fucking water.
No, listen.
I'm not selling my water.
You're going
to have plenty of water in here.
No.
Right in the
I got a pool.
Right here.
I got water in the pool.
He's going to build an indoor pool.
Remember, I'm not. Listen, no, I'm not bargaining on my water, dude.
Oh, you know what?
No.
How about a trade? Three cases of water for that.
Three cases. Get out of here. I'll give you. You get to walk out.
You'll just give me the 45. All right. Good luck. Okay. Borrow a gun, by the way.
No.
In case of looting.
No, you can't borrow a gun.
Why?
Because then, if you shoot somebody with it, it comes back to me, you idiot.
That's okay. I'll
yeah,
shoot
to
your
you.
Wife.
All right. Which one do you want? Which one do you want?
The biggest one.
The shotgun. The house protector.
Yes. Wow. And by the way, if you own a store or a business, particularly a store, and you think that everything's going to be cool, you've got window gates and all that shit, go fuck yourself.
Hey,
because people will be just prying your shit open.
There's a lot of talk about that in Houston, how there's a lot of people that are putting up, looters will be shot.
Well,
some dumbass, they put, I don't know if it was, somebody put, looters will be shoot.
Listen, they do have an open carry law there. So, you know, any idiot, and by the way, I don't know what you know about Houston, Texas. I think there's 4 people that don't own a gun.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Honest to God, there's 3 or 4 people. I think 2 out of the 4 that did own,
now,
didn't
you,
own guns.
Now, what
drown.
Do you think about that? Like, I mean, I think looting's horrible, right? You're stealing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a, it's you know,
not
listen, everybody's
thing.
Desperate.
No.
But you have to ask yourself, you know, when somebody runs out the door with 15 cell phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to go out there and sell them.
Well, can you charge them?
Yeah.
There's no electricity. Hey, I want you to have...
Hey, man, my phone don't work. Yeah, I don't have electricity. Couldn't charge. You know, but looters would be shot. Listen.
Yeah, oh my God. Fuck yeah, I would shoot them too.
Yeah, listen. Here's the thing I would say.
Yeah.
As somebody who has been shot and someone who has shot at someone, I won't tell you if I hit him or... At this point.
Oh, I see what that bullet.
Yeah. Right, explains a lot, doesn't it? It takes a lot to pull the trigger.
Sure.
And if any of you guys out there who are protecting property and you have your AR-15, you're sitting there like, you know, badass because you never made it in the military, let me just always remind you, when you do shoot and kill somebody,
take a lesson here.
Every night you go to sleep, the question will always come up, why did you shoot that person again?
Right.
Why did you kill that person? Why did you turn that person's lights out? What was the reasoning you had? You'll be living with that the rest of your life, so
take another Xanax, you'll be
choose
fine.
Wisely.
Take another Xanax, you'll be okay. I wouldn't.
Now you have an issue with this storm because you know you want your daughter to leave.
Listen, you know she's got health problems,
right.
So I try to she's got to be sometimes under doctor's care, sometimes in the hospital getting treatments for, you know, her problems.
Right.
And if in a situation like the last storm here 12 years ago, we couldn't leave, you know, my development.
Yeah, you're stuck. There's debris
for, like,
everywhere.
3 days,
you couldn't drive the streets. There's shit everywhere.
Correct. So if there's a problem with her and I can't get her to a hospital, an ambulance can't get to me, you know, that I can't get her airlifted.
What's up, Bonnie Perez? George K.
It's just a problem. So I had an argument with, she would go with me if my ex-wife would leave her place and leave town too.
Right.
But she, I don't want to leave mommy. Listen, you're 23 years old. Mommy's 60 years old. Mommy wants to make a decision not to leave because
right.
her cat, she doesn't want to take her cat in the carrier.
Did
cat
you see that,
gets upset the, in the carrier, so her cat would be upset
by the
if
way,
she put in the fucking
by
carrier.
The way, did you see that cat who was swimming? You know, we know cats don't like water. But they were, in Houston, they found that cat that was swimming, and it was just like an it was a good depiction of like the like what
desperation.
You have to, like,
right.
what are you going to fucking do?
Right.
You know, I got to swim. What am I going to
exactly.
get playing, get pissed about it?
Yeah. I was going to say something about, you know, other people who can't swim that they had to swim and didn't make it.
That's why.
But
yeah,
a cat. Is,
yeah.
You know,
the cat's
wow.
figured it out.
That's great. So we had a big argument, and nobody wants to leave.
So she doesn't. Yeah. So
same thing. I have
now
cousins.
She's staying with your wife.
No,
during
she has
the storm.
She has an apartment, but and I told her, I don't want her alone. She can either be with me or be with my ex-wife.
Right, of course.
I don't think my ex-wife has storm windows. I do. So it's up to you. You guys want to live?
It's like the end thing to do now with the storm coming. A lot of people ask me, like, you got shutters and stuff. Like, yeah, we're all blocked up now, and I have a garage. I got a hurricane garage.
Yeah, and a new roof. So I'll be here.
Yeah,
we're all coming.
I imagine the family's coming. Last hurricane, we had my in-laws here.
Right,
right. I had a few people were here.
Oh, the food must have been great. You could have opened up like a little fable, you know, some kind of.
Right. By the way, I just got an email from Eddie from Tavolino's that
he's
we only have one reservation tomorrow. He's wondering if we should cancel.
I think you should too. Nobody's going to go out tomorrow night.
Well, they're the problem is I got
people flying
out of town. I got a comic coming in from Chicago tomorrow. I mean, if there's no show, but I got to pay him. You know what I mean? It's an act of God, I guess. What are you going to do? I mean, the guy's here. I'm not going to not pay him. So whatever.
Can you tell Eddie that Eddie, do you listen? Tell Eddie that he's already here.
Yeah. I mean, the other guy, if we do cancel, I could tell him to stay home. But
yeah.
But I have to pay him at least. I can't not pay Larry. He's flown here, for God's sakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that would suck because this is fucking, he's hilarious.
And then you got to charge for your phone, you know, all your phone work. You got to take your cut.
No, I'm not going to, if that's the case, of course, what am I going to do? Anyway, we're gonna take a break.
Do you have hurricane insurance for the show? See, that's what you should do for your for these comedy shows. Yeah, take out hurricane insurance.
Yeah.
Sure, for these
wouldn't
comedy
be much,
shows.
You know,
for canceling, oh, yeah.
Acts of God,
they do it all the time, man. What do you think happens Friday night? They're supposed to play in Miami at Bayfront Park. Somebody, some big act. In the meantime, they canceled it. Some classic rock act. I forgot who it was. Eddie Money or somebody.
Yeah, I remember something like that. Any rate, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. We're going to be here. We're bunkering in. We're bunkering down.
Hunkering in.
Hunkering down.
Hunker down.
Hunkering in. Bunkering down.
Hunkering in. Hunkering down.
Bunkering down.
Hunkered or hunkered in.
Hunkered in.
And bunkered down.
Bunkered down and hunkering in.
And I've got an innie and an outie.
Yeah. Anyway, don't run for your lives. We're going to be here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Straight from the Headlines. That's things that's happened around the world and we make fun of it.
For your donations, please call 1-800-DOUGIE and push number 2 and make your donations to the Dougie Hurricane Fund.
Yes, sir.
That garage door is 1500.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be nice. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Steve Marshall, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And if there's anybody who likes to wake up late, it's me.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Is that better?
I love it.
Yeah. A lot of stupid things going on. Actually, you know what's funny? The last few times here on the Straight from the Headlines, I didn't go to like loony or cuckoo stories. I just pulled up the regular news. You know what I mean?
And
like,
it's just crazy enough. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have to go searching.
Yeah.
Man tells 911 he thinks he killed his wife after taking too much cold medicine. This guy is supposedly a pastor or preacher in some upcoming church. And he says he drank too much cold medicine. He dreamed that he killed his wife, stabbed her or something. And then he woke up and thought maybe he actually did it. Not bad way to explain that, right? It's almost like the Pastorius, right? The Blade Runner?
Oh, God.
Right?
Remember, well, he didn't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, he did that story. In Raleigh, North Carolina, a man accused of killing his wife told 911 dispatcher that he took too much cold medicine and woke up to find her dead on the floor.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe he sneezed too hard. Yeah. She
choked on one of his boogers.
I don't know what happened.
Early Friday morning, Matthew Phelps, 28, called 911, told the dispatcher, "I had a dream, and then I turned on the lights, and she was dead on the floor." Maybe that wasn't a dream, stupid. "I have blood all over me. There's a bloody knife on the bed," Phelps said. "I think I did it. I can't believe this." Raleigh Police Department released the audio from the 911, but redacted some information and altered the caller's voice. Phelps told 911 he took more medicine than I could should have. See, right there, that's interesting verbiage. I took more medicine than I should have.
I took more medicine than I should have, yeah.
No, because if you're really concerned, if you really don't believe, you're like, I must have taken way too much medicine or something. It's almost like presumptively known and then explained on the verb
so
usage.
So he knew that he took too much medicine? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? He overdosed on
He's
purpose,
admitting, like he
killed her.
He
then
knows he took too much medicine.
Now, did he take the medicine before he killed her or after? I think he killed her and then swallowed a bunch of medicine, just like this guy.
Well, is that the thing?
Polo,
can they give this guy,
polo guy?
Can they give this guy a drug test and see if he's got cough medicine in him?
I don't know. We'll talk about that nurse, too. Did you talk about that nurse situation?
Yeah, we already talked about it. Yeah, the police department had to apologize, that hooplehead.
Yeah, apologize. But they're going to sue the fuck out of her.
I can't remember, though. I guess they're trying to test the blood of a guy who caused a major accident, explosion or something like that.
No, he was the victim of it. He was the victim. A guy was drunk, hit him,
right,
and died. When they took this guy to the hospital, the cop wanted to know,
so the guy who was alive, unconscious, was he the victim? Oh,
yes.
He was the victim.
He was the guy.
So the guy who hit him died.
Right, the guy who hit him.
So what the fuck's this guy so gung-ho about getting his blood then?
Because he was a scumbag.
Because he's a douchebag?
Yep. Anyone? Yep. Mm-hmm.
At any rate.
Yeah.
Dispatcher asked the victim was beyond help, and Phelps emotionally said, "I don't know. I'm too scared to get close to her."
Really?
Well, he must have hated his wife.
I just didn't want to slip in the blood.
Yeah. I don't want to get any more DNA over there.
And bang his head. Are you kidding me? Go check and see if she's okay. I'm almost slipping that fucking blood.
Yeah. I got some new slippers on.
Yeah.
I got some new silk slippers.
Yeah, shit.
Okay. This story I love. Now, this is a true story. Well, they're all true stories, but this one in particular is interesting because it happened. Indian man's parents fly to Florida to beat son's wife for being a disobedient woman.
Indian.
What is that?
Yes, your
this
wife
is something very bad because you did something very, very bad for me.
I tell you now, I'm going to
very,
call
you
my...
know something about the Indians. You can never tell when they are finished talking because there's no punctuation whatsoever. There's no commas, no periods, no ending. It's anything they say. They just keep going and going until you think that there's something happening. But no, they just keep talking to you like talking.
All right.
And oh, by the way, I have prescription. Do you have medication? Need medication? I have medication.
Yes.
God, I get those phone
Florida
calls,
police
dude.
Rescued an Indian woman Saturday who was beaten by her husband his parents.
Why rescue her? I mean,
traveled from India.
She could only reproduce. Why rescue these people? Go ahead. Why rescue her?
Imagine they're getting on the plane. Oh, you going to the United States? A little vacation? No, we're going to beat the shit out of our daughter-in-law.
Yes, she ruined the curry.
Yeah.
She was making curry, and she used the red curry and not the yellow curry.
Yeah, he's not the Asian. He's not Chinese.
It wasn't hot enough.
Yes. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said Silky Gain, 33, called her parents in India to tell them of the abuse. They then called the authorities. Police said Gang was being held by the Riverview Department, her husband, wait a minute, let me get this straight.
Yeah, get it right.
The Riverview home by her husband, Devbir Kalsi, 33.
Devbir Kalsi.
And his parents, Jazbir, 67.
Jazbir.
And Boonbinder Kalsi, 61, was who traveled from India to help their son counsel and discipline his wife.
Oh, she needed discipline.
For being disobedient after he asked for assistance.
She was very, very bad.
She doesn't know how to act like a
very,
woman.
Very, bad, man, very bad.
When the deputy arrived at the residence, no one responded to a repeated knock. Then Gaines attempted to open the door and screamed for him to help.
Help me.
And her one-year-old daughter, the deputies forced in, were forced in his way to, despite Kelsey trying to keep the door closed. Well, listen, if he had to get his parents to come help him beat his wife's ass, how effective was this guy keeping the door shut? While the deputy started to handcuff Kelsey, his parents confronted the officer. Oh, I'd kick your ass too. Kelsey and Gaines argued Friday night when he battered her repeatedly and forcefully. According to the arrest report, Kelsey's parents started striking her after Gaines attempted to defend herself. Oh, you don't block his punch. Let him hit you.
Hewlett, I'll give you another dot on your head. Hold on. We'll give you a black and blue one. You have a red one already? Here's a black and blue one for you.
Deb Beer and Jasby Kelsey may face charges of false imprisonment.
False imprisonment.
That's a real charge.
You felt like Gandhi?
I almost had that one time.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, well, my brother was with this crackhead guy, and they stole my mom's jewelry and sold it all. And he was still at the house, high in the house, and I grabbed the kid and was going to fucking kill him.
Oh, boy.
Cops got there. He was all banged up. He goes, you know, I can have, if he wanted to, he could press charges for false imprisonment and kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
I go, no, I just kicked his ass. Just choked him until he couldn't breathe. Anyway, can you imagine? Let's get my parents down here to kick your ass. Just scary.
It's fucked up, baby.
California woman sues her parents because she is ugly.
Well, wow. That is, I know a lot of people who could sue their parents.
There's a lot of attorneys that just started getting excited.
Wait a second. I could see the fucking TV commercials at night now.
If you were born ugly, if your parents are ugly, call the law firm of, beaten with an ugly stick. Or no, call 1-800 beaten with an ugly stick. That's beaten
can't,
with an ugly stick.
Can't find a date.
Go to beatenwithastick.com.
You know, I had some dirty looks because I mentioned this at a social gathering that, if you're really ugly, if you're an ugly person, and you meet another person, and they're ugly, because they usually and then you got to ask yourself, well, do you really want to give birth to an ugly kid?
Yeah,
I mean, but you know what? That's not. I mean, it's just, you know what I mean. You think about it, like. Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
I mean, I don't know. I guess in some regards, I could be ugly. People say, well, do you want like a short, fat kid? You know what I mean?
Right.
Hollywood, California. A California woman is suing her own parents for $2 million because she blames her parents for her ugly genes. And they're not
Jordache.
Right. Annabelle Jefferson, 44, believes that her parents are fully responsible for her unpleasant physical features, which have led her to 3 divorces and a succession of depressions and psychological troubles. Well, she got married 3 times. She can't be that bad.
And a
she is pretty scary looking.
And a shitload of anal sex.
Yeah.
You know, because who'd want to look at that face?
This woman, yeah, you look at her face. She looks like she had Indian parents come over and beat her ass.
I'm going to look at her.
Yes. This girl looks like she's part Oompa Loompa, part like Macy's float.
Oh, my goodness.
You see that face?
Yeah, but she got married 3 times.
Well, they're...
Who'd she marry? Your dog?
Yeah. That's why she went blind.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Jefferson blames her parents for her succession of unsuccessful marriages, which led to a series of psychological problems. During the first divorce, my ex-husband told the judge that every morning he saw my face, he felt nauseous and often had to run to the bathroom and puke.
Well,
oh.
If I had eaten before I came here, I would have looked at that picture. I might have done the same.
Well, he's going to say, listen, it's not just her face. Her cooking's horrible as well.
Right. She's awful, man. So what happened?
44-year-old plans on starting an association for people who have had similar problems. An ugly bunch of people.
Right.
And
what are you going to call it?
The Fuglies.
The Fuglies. Foundation for Ugly People.
Yeah, Foundation under Gorgeous Liabilities.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
She also hopes to lobby the State Department in the near future to pass legislation on banning people who don't meet decent beauty. Oh, boy, you want to talk about fascism.
Listen,
fucking boys of Brazil.
Imagine every ugly person, we send them somewhere. Just goodbye. You know who you are, by the way. And start packing. Just pack your shit right now because, you know, you have mirrors. You see. So this girl's out to get every one of you. She will. I have nothing to worry about, Doug, but if I were you, I'd grab that valise. You'll save yourself $1,500 on that fucking garage door, too, and make your wife happy. Yeah.
I'm going to be so happy when I get that garage door on this house. Then I'm going to be standing tall in this hurricane because...
Yes, you will.
You know, it's almost like when I fought. You know, I used to train to the point where I don't want to get fucked up. I want to, you know, I can't go in the ring and get beat up for a little amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, I got to win. There's no... You know, my defense is... I was like the Mayweather of Muay Thai. You know, I couldn't... I mean, first of all, the guys... Here's the thing. A lot of, when you're... Like, you're bigger. When people are bigger than you, you know, they got... You know, you're harder to hit
because
you're not as big. You're not as lanky. You're not as open.
Mm.
You got to use that to your advantage.
You sure do.
School apologizes after teacher banned student from wearing pro-Trump shirts. I mentioned this on the show the other day. I saw a video on Facebook where this teacher was screaming at this kid, "Get out of here. You can't be in here with that. It's Nazi. It's swastika-like." The guy had a Trump shirt on. The president, a shirt that had the president of the United States on it, a teacher's telling him that he has to go and change his shirt. He has to leave.
That's it.
It's fucking stupid.
Absolutely.
You know, these are the people that are teaching your kids. You know, this is a woman who panics, freaks out in the middle of a class over something, of an ideological difference. I don't care how bad or stupid you think Trump is. It's still an ideological difference. And you're a teacher in a school and you're going to start screaming at a kid to take off his shirt?
No. That's not.
Is that how? And that's why they get called snowflakes. That's a great definition of a snowflake. This is somebody that just can't go.
Yeah.
You know. And listen, I've done that. I hear people making political conversations outside in the real world and stuff. I just don't fucking bother.
Right.
I'd rather try to teach a camel how to be a giraffe.
That's tough. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Not as tall.
Yeah. The superintendent of Cherokee Schools District in Georgia has apologized after a teacher told students they were banned from wearing Trump T-shirts. A math teacher at River Ridge High School has not been named. Incorrectly told two students their "Make America Great Again" MAGA shirts violated the school's dress code, and it didn't. And they were not permitted to wear them into class.
It's bullshit.
As well as telling the students they were not allowed to wear their preferred clothing, the teacher also shared personal opinion about MAGA slogan and footage that it was filmed on Thursday by students. And this is the one I saw on Facebook.
Hmm.
But she compared it to being a swastika. The school was forced to apologize to the students whose clothing choice was not, in fact, a violation of the school dress code, with the principal of the school meeting with the children and their parents to apologize. I'm sure that's a meeting he enjoyed. And discussed the incident.
Yeah.
Her actions were wrong, as Make America Great Again shirts worn by the students are not a violation of the school district dress code. Deeply sorry for the incident. Sorry, we have a hoople head as a fucking teacher.
Yeah, we're really, really sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now,
listen, everybody keeps, when somebody's that stupid,
they
should be removed. They don't have the control of teaching young. If this was my kid,
yeah,
this lady would be done. This woman should be teaching. She doesn't have the stability to be a teacher.
No, first of all,
anybody who could flip out and make my kid feel like a fucking idiot because of a T-shirt shouldn't be teaching classes. You should be selling ice cream or flowers.
Yeah, you know what? It's almost like, and all you people who watch news and all that stuff, and there's a difference between a newscaster and a commentator.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to be a newscaster. A teacher should be a newscaster. They should just be educating fact. Okay? Here's a textbook. Here's what happened in 1865 with Lincoln, and here's 1492, and here's 1917, and here's 1945, and here's D-Day, and all this shit. But guess what? When it comes to religion... When it comes to politics,
right.
Keep your fucking personal opinions to yourself.
Don't give a shit what you think.
You're a teacher. And don't ever instill that shit on my child or tell my kid that is...
But, dude, don't you know that's what they're doing in colleges today? They're all liberal. Like even when I was in college, that's what they did. I remember they were like... Every teacher was... Most teachers were atheists, and most professors were like, you know, just basically talking about how our country's just a piece of shit, you know, and all this blah, 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 and just like... And I remember, too, because that's when I was really righteous. I would, one of my family friends, a gentleman, the Peary family, you know, I'm sitting there, I come home, I'm fresh out of college, and I'm sitting there talking about politics to this guy who, you know, lived through the fucking World War II.
Right.
And, you know, he's like, oh, here's this guy, punk-ass kid, telling me how our country's...
Right. I was in Normandy.
I runs in trenches. The guy next to me had his ear blown off. I had to carry my weapon in the cold pouring. I mean, all of it. But you know what? They fought for our country and everything else. And
things were different. Things are always different. They'll always continue to change.
Very different.
Thomas Jefferson said that's what revolution's all about. You can't set onto there's certain principles, which is the Constitution,
right,
that you have to follow. But at the same time, you have to adjust and make things, you know.
And then he said, and by the way, bring me that slave with the big boobs.
Yeah, the hot black one. You know, I like
yeah.
What's up, Adam Hayes?
Yeah, what are they going to do about it? That's another discussion entirely, man. That's a whole thing.
Jeanette Shockey, we're worried. Everybody's running for their lives. I finally got my Facebook Live back up, by the way. Thanks for dealing with the edit. So here's a pretty cool story.
Okay.
German beats his own world record for carrying beer steins.
Holy cow. Does he get paid for that?
Now, I have my own little contest, like when my wife comes home with like the groceries.
Yeah.
Like how many plastic bags I can actually grab.
Isn't that fun? I love doing that.
Yeah, it's a joke cool. I'm writing.
And you know what else I do? It's good. And when I'm carrying two cups of coffee, and I'm nude, I see how many bagels I can carry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donuts is the joke I've heard.
Oh, really? I'm Jewish. We use bagels.
Yeah. But yeah, like I usually can get about 9 to 10 bags in my hand. Yeah, it depends. I mean, they're not all Thanksgiving
turkeys. Do you run them up your arm? Because I do. I run them all the way up my arm.
I use my hand. I'm not.
Dude, no, because if you load them in your arm and then you hold some over here.
But then if something, then again, up, value and risk.
Some up here.
If something breaks because you don't have the feel in your hand, then it's going to fall out of your hand. You're going to look like a dope because you're trying to be Hercules.
No.
Trying to be all tough guy. Meanwhile, you drop the eggs and shit, then you're a dumbass.
Well, the eggs stay in the car until you're all finished.
Well, yeah, I know, but sometimes. So, you know, I grab like 8 or 10. I'll have them all in the hand. All in the hand, baby. You got to eat all hands.
Yeah.
Listen, I could probably climb a mountain. I could be like a rock climber if I think just from
you
all the groceries I brought in. No, I'd probably fall.
With those, what barefoot you could do with those feet.
I know.
Can you grip things with your feet?
Yeah, I can throw a baseball at my feet.
Oh,
I could type a letter if you want.
You look like Fred Flintstone.
German beats his own world record for carrying beer steins. A new world record has been set carrying of mugs in southeastern Germany in Bavaria.
Bavaria.
Which is also home to Oktoberfest, which I love, the Sam Adams Oktoberfest. If you're at a bar, get it right now. The world's biggest beer festival, Oliver Strümpfel.
Strümpfel.
Cradled 31 beer-filled tankards. 31. Mugs. stacked up in two tiers, walked 40 meters, and then did the fucking hokey pokey.
Holy cow. Is that what it's all about?
Two tipped over the at the last minute.
Uh-oh.
So the record is 29 jugs, or more than 69 grams, 152 pounds of beer and glass.
Oh, dude, listen to me. In two hands, can you do that?
Fuck no.
75 pounds each arm, balancing glasses like that. 75 pounds.
I'm trying to talk on the mic.
75 pounds on Facebook. 75 pounds holding that shit up like that. Glass and
I first did 27 because I wanted to be sure. And then
now let me ask you a question.
At the end, I said, let's add another one. I'll get another 30.
Strümpfel said, unfortunately, didn't quite work the way he wanted. But having managed to put 29, I think that's pretty amazing.
I got to say something. I know how he could have made it much easier.
Yeah.
Using light beer.
Yeah, it made a difference.
Yeah, of course.
It's cheating. Isn't He's it? Using light beer.
All right, write that one down.
It's a funny joke. I will.
Thanks.
I'll be using that at the next open mic.
That's okay.
Went to an open mic last night.
How was it? You know what? You got to take me to one.
It was horrible, dude. You know, here's the thing. I'd
love to go.
I'm not going
to
be a bitch about shit, but if I'm a comic and I go to an open mic, I'm going to be in the fucking... I'm not going to hang outside.
Oh, you know, until it's your turn?
Right.
Oh, fuck that.
You know what I mean? I'm like...
Give some respect to the
other
guys.
Up early on. I went up third or something last night at the N2 Wine Bar in Del Rey, but I was like, you know what? There's other comics that are outside and shit. I mean, it's one thing you're going to smoke, whatever. But if there's no... And here's the thing. If there's nobody there, you know, if it's a... There's like no fan. There's like no
then
audience.
Come inside and
everybody's
got to
come
people.
In.
Right.
You know, and it's just... And that's the kind of stuff I'm just like, I don't want to go.
Oh, I hate that. Those are little kids who do that, right? Those are the fucking kids.
I don't know if they're not. The only way that would be acceptable is if they're 5 or 8 years old.
Where was
okay?
that guy? Where's the guy who was banging Minda? Are they still together? Anything?
Yeah, Dan's. He wasn't there, but Dan Long was on these. You know that when you get on those boots with a jet ski and you shoot up in the air, you fly. He was on those.
When?
I don't know, dude. Listen, what am I? Is fucking. Watching him, he was on Facebook. I saw him on Facebook. I saw him on the fucking thing. Did I register the date? Did I give a fuck? I just saw Dan on the fucking jet water thing.
Does he land on Minda?
Yeah. Well. postal worker charged with taking bribes to deliver trucks or to deliver drugs.
Drugs?
Yeah, well, we know we got fast food workers that sell drugs at a fast food, right? And they get snow and they sell, they'll put a little Coke, you know, Coke
right.
thing in there, no ice, little bag in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get some Coke. Atlanta, oddly enough, 16 postal workers in Atlanta and the surrounding area accepted bribes to deliver packages of cocaine, federal prosecutor said on Wednesday. In exchange for bribery payments, the postal workers provided special addresses on their routes where the drugs could be shipped and then intercepted the packages and delivered them to a person they believed was a drug trafficker, using the postal system to ship multiple kilograms of cocaine at a time into the U.S.
You know what a kilogram is, right?
Well,
2.2 pounds.
Okay, yeah.
So you're talking about a package of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's a, you know.
Be a long time to be able to do it all.
It's a lot of blow. Now, if you're doing that, I'm sure, you know what, bro? I could probably speed up the Postal Service.
Yeah.
If you let these guys deliver cocaine.
Just give me a little tip.
And get it, you know. Here's a little something for your troubles. Hey, I'm off to my sex delivery.
Some of the postal workers recruited others to join the trafficking scheme and got extra money for packages delivered by their recruits. Another man who was not a postal worker was also charged after prosecutors said he introduced some of the postal workers to be supposed drug trafficker.
Wow.
And coordinated logistics. So, yeah, the U.S. Postal Service.
Who's really freaking out right now?
Who?
My friends at FedEx.
Yeah. Well, you know, you
guys, quit it. Stop right now.
The problem is you could bribe the people at the post office.
Yeah.
Because they're so unhappy. These are people that are just, you know, working a government job.
They want to kill people.
Right.
They go postal.
That hasn't happened in a while, though, has it? We haven't had anybody go postal
in
a while.
Well, they will after this.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you'll be seeing some
There's
people.
There's no Coke left.
Oh, yeah. They're out of blow.
Now, here's a nice story for those in the service industry. A couple gives New Jersey waitress a $1,200 tip on a $20 food bill.
And they took her home and raped and killed her.
I don't know if that's necessary.
Oh, okay. What happened? The food must have been really great, or she had big tits.
In Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Woodbridge.
Some talk and laughs paid off for a waitress in New Jersey. Brianna Siegel served a couple on Tuesday.
Jewish.
Evening at Bar Louie. My wife likes that. Coconut Creek.
Yeah, there's a couple of Bar Louies around. West Palm.
Woodridge, after they paid their $20 bill, they handed her an envelope and told her to open it when she got home. Siegel tells the news that she nearly fell on her knees for the second time. When she got home, opened it and found a check made out to her for $1,200. The couple also included a note that said, in part, "Whenever it gets hard, know God got you." I'm guessing this was a black couple. Siegel says she deposited the check and plans to use the money towards nursing school and a new car.
And new pants.
Yeah.
Her knees were...
And a new blouse.
She broke... I think that's a great story, and I think that... Well, first of all, tomorrow there'll be...
Here's Doug Mayer with the news.
All right.
Yesterday's the waitress who got the check for it bounced.
Yeah,
the check.
I was gonna say we don't know. It actually was, you know, could be cashed.
Right, it was no good.
Here's a story: pathetic adult novelty store thief made getaway in a Dodge minivan.
Adult novelty store? You mean like?
Yeah, like one of your places.
The ABW man,
wow. Right?
Where shopping gives you pleasure.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in the old days I went to a place to get some videos a few times. That one place on. Was that on
Paraline? Just north of Sample Road.
I went there a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Get some DVDs.
Do you know that 65% of their customers are women?
And some cock rings.
Women.
Yeah.
65% of these smut shops, like Hustler Down,
right.
Like Fort Lauderdale.
Don't a lot of lesbian women go in there and buy dildos and stuff? Isn't that part of a big part of it?
Uh-huh.
That's why it's not, you think women are hot guys are going to go, I'm going to go meet a girl there. Like, no, they're...
Well, here's the funny thing. Do you know that there's date night? Like, you can take your date to the video booths. They have video booths.
Oh, that sounds nice.
With the sofa and shit. You can sit there and part of your job when you
I'm
work.
I'm sure those sofas are nice.
Part of your job when you work there, by the way, is to take a bucket at the end of your shift.
Disgusting.
And they take turns fucking cleaning out.
Oh, that's got to be a good job.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
Clean
up on aisle six. It's a bucket of sperm.
An unidentified man not only stole a $50 sex toy from an Indiana sex novelty shop, but he made his getaway Sunday afternoon in a Dodge minivan.
They didn't tell you where he put the toy either. How he snuck it out of the store.
A suspect, cops say, entered the Exotica store in Evansville, carrying his own bag into which he placed the stolen item, a Banging Betty.
Oh, he took
masturbator. A Banging Betty masturbator. It's like an ass that you can hold, you can sit on your lap.
Yeah.
It's not a bad little, with a big old asshole like there, so you bang the asshole.
Yeah, well, it twerks probably. You hold
maybe
set,
maybe
it twerks.
The extra model.
I'm sure it's
right?
electric.
The device, which resembles a woman's rear end and genitalia, features a dual entry design and interior nubs.
Is that what they, is that what a dually is when they? I hear these cars.
I thought that's what
happened.
Yeah.
She's got, yeah.
I like it's got interior nubs and ribs.
Oh wow! And the shirt's not herpes.
Yeah, I thought that was V. What's that?
He bought the pre-owned one.
What's the wart thing? PHV?
Yeah, yeah. BBV or something. I don't know. The war, oh, genital warts.
ACTs?
Yeah, genital warts.
PVHs?
They call them speed bumps.
An interior and ultimate in pleasure, according to its manufacturer.
Yeah.
Additionally, the left cheek of the Banging Betty has a rose tattoo for a lifelike touch.
You know what? I think that's lovely.
A female employee followed the man as he left with the masturbator, setting off the store's alarm.
Oh, boy.
In the process. And a thief slid behind the wheel of a red Dodge Caravan. The worker knocked on the minivan's window, but the suspect ignored her, started the vehicle, and left the scene.
You know what a jerk he was?
Oh.
They had one of those devices, the tracking, you know, the security device, in her pussy.
Oh.
And he should have checked first.
It's like when you take you steal money from a bank, they put a dye pack in there.
Right.
The guy's banging it. Next thing, he gets blue ink all over his cock. What's this? Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Later Doggy Show. That's right.
Again?
I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining me today on this
pre-Hurricane
Irma show. And you know what? We may not have a show tomorrow because I just got word that we're probably going to cancel the Wise Guys comedy show tomorrow. Everybody's panicking in fear, and which means I'm going to be busy. I have to contact the headliner now and see what's up and do all that. So thanks for listening, guys. And we probably won't be here tomorrow unless the guy comes. And I don't know what's
going on. Who knows? We'll just have to do the show.
I
want to congratulate Publix, Winn-Dixie, Home Depot, Lowe's. Great job, guys. Great job.
Yeah, for running out of water.
And doing everything else.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. And be safe out there if you're in Florida. Take care. Bunker down. And with God, hunker down. Bunker in. Whatever. And, you know. Godspeed to everybody, God's strength, be safe, and we'll see you next week, God willing.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.